The Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very warm greeting to all the saints and my friends who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. I'm indeed glad to be back with you again for another of our very short weekly visits. I do hope and trust that each of you are well and happy in the service of the Lord. We're grateful for His many blessings to us. For the benefit of any new listeners, let me add that you may have a copy of today's message in typewritten form by requesting message number 4365. Address your request to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. It is not necessary to send money to obtain this free copy. Then there may be some who would like a copy sent to a friend. If so, just give us their name and address, and we will be glad to send them an announcement of the time this message can be heard, and also a copy in typewritten form. And by all means, let us do whatever we can for the cause of Christ, even in the midst of the turmoil and strife of this present day. May we not wait for a more convenient season. Now, I have an announcement for those of you living in southern Kansas. On Easter Sunday, April 18th, we plan to be in service at the Chapel of the Church of God on South Franklin Street in Anthony, Kansas. Why don't you come out and be with us? And if you cannot make it on this day, remember that I have regular appointments each month at Anthony, Kansas. This is on the first and third Sundays, so plan to be with us another time. We're looking forward for a number of the saints from around Enid, Oklahoma, to be with us on Easter Sunday, too. Now look, there may be some who would take exception to my use of the word saint in this manner. Someone may say, I thought all the saints were dead and in heaven. Or, I didn't know one could become a saint while living. I thought it was only after they were dead and others then decided that they were worthy to bear such a royal name. Now friends, where did you get that impression? Certainly not from the Bible. For the scriptures are filled with verses containing this word saint, from the Old Testament to Revelations. Now look at this verse in Psalm 16:3. But to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Then how about this verse in Psalms 116:15? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Now there are many, many other verses which use this word saint. They speak directly of people here in this world who are in natural bodies just like other people. The difference is that they have been redeemed from their sins and have the victory over them while living in a fleshly body. Then someday they will leave the earthly body to dwell in the presence of the Lord forever, according to the Scriptures. Look what Paul said in Philippians 1:23. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. So let us learn to think and speak and act in terms expressed in the Scriptures. Now for our principal thought for this time, I would like to consider this verse found in Psalms 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. This is a wonderful thought expressed here about the Word of God. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. The laws of the universe came into existence through His words. Things which we behold with our natural eyes were not brought about by a group of scientists and college graduates using slide rules and telescopes. For we're told in Genesis 1:1 that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The next verse says, And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In verse 3 we read, And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. So we see then that the entrance of thy words giveth light. Just as at the beginning of the world it was the Word of God which brought light, so it is today. It is the entrance of His words which brings light. His Word, if accepted wholly and without reserve, is capable of solving the complicated and intricate problems of our day, including the moral issues which are so important for growing teenagers. There have been many other dark days since this beginning when the Word of God brought light, and especially at this Easter season do our minds go back to that one dark day of the crucifixion of our Savior. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. See Matthew 27:45. Indeed it was one of the darkest days the world has ever known, for here the sun refused to shed its light even at the noonday upon so vile a scene as this. But here this natural darkness is only a symbol of the depths of spiritual darkness which shrouded the hearts of those who found themselves bound by its clutches. It was a dark day for Peter when he denied the Lord. It was a dark day for Pilate's wife who suffered many things in a dream because of Christ. The darkness fell like a smothering blanket upon the Jews when they cried out, His blood be upon us and on our children. See Matthew 27:25. The darkness became unbearable for Judas, who sold his Lord for 30 pieces of silver, and he went out and hanged himself. Indeed, darkness seemed to prevail throughout the land, from the disciples to the rulers, and no one quite knew where to go or what to expect next. So to be sure that matters would not become worse, a guard of soldiers were authorized to guard the tomb. But as the expression is so often made that the darkest of the night is just before the dawn, so we find that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were the first to know of the splendor of the resurrection. Hear the words of the angel to the women in Matthew 28:6. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. The children of God are serving a risen Christ, one who is alive forevermore. Remember the text, The entrance of thy words giveth light. Listen to the words from the pen of B.E. Warren. He is risen, said the angel to the women, when they came to see him sleeping in the cave. Jesus burst the mighty bars of death asunder and arose to reign triumphant from the grave. He is risen. Surely death is now abolished. Grave, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? Jesus flashes light into the darkened valley. Swell the mighty chorus, men and angels sing. He is risen. Let the nations hear the music. Let the gospel truth reach every distant plain. Let the tidings roll that every guilty captive may be fully free and help to praise his name. He is risen, hence the fear of that grim monster is forever banished to the shades of night, and the grave and death have lost their wretched terror while we live on earth or take our upward flight. Here now is a song by brother and sister Ralph Beasley and Gene Beasley and David Beasley of Coffeyville, Kansas.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Then my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sins I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned. Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Then my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride.
Yes, just think of the wasted years that people waste in life of sin.
Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary.
I like this song, don't you, about the mercy of God being so great to all of us?
Pardon there was multiplied to me. Then my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last.
Yes, the entrance of thy words giveth light. Remember the text. It is when the words of God come into our heart that we begin to have a life in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Yes, there we'll find peace and rest to our soul. For he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Our Father, take the words of this message, and may they be carried by the radio waves into the homes and automobiles, occupied by those whose hearts are hungry for the gospel. May they bring peace, comfort, and healing, for we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Now, friends, if you have been helped by this message, we would like to hear from you. That address is the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, saying a very pleasant good night.